Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
You rise up in the morning beneath the stars so bright. Pull your hat down, make sure your cinch is tight. Horse is kind of snuffy, cold chill up your spine. You'll get your ass moving, sun will burn on daylight.
Kinley, and we're burning daylight. Welcome to Burning Daylight, the only podcast for the working cowboy.
Well, welcome back, daylight burners. Hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving. Jake, how was Oklahoma?
It was kind of boring. I wasn't there over the weekend. But all the restaurants were pretty full, which was a little surprising. Pretty good food.
Yeah. Were you in Oklahoma City or where were you?
Yeah.
Okay. I've never spent any time there. I've spent a little bit of time in Stillwater, and then the Panhandle was my part of the stomping grounds for Oklahoma, but Stillwater is cool. I've heard good things about Oklahoma City, but I've never just drove through on the interstate.
It was pretty cool. I did get to a Thunder game out there. Played the Spurs. Oh, yeah? Pretty crazy to see Wembanyama and Holmgren in person. They're fucking tall.
Because isn't Holmgren like 6'10 or some shit?
I think he's over 7 foot, and Wembanyama's like 7'4, and he weighs like 180 pounds.
That's
just a rail.
Yeah, I saw a picture of him the other day, and like I don't follow basketball hardly at all, but I kept seeing Wimby pop up, and I was like, all right. So then I saw a picture. I'm like, holy shit, that guy is, and apparently he's pretty good, huh?
Yeah, I think like Holmgren at this rate is probably going to win Rookie of the Year. He's kind of similar kind of guy, like tall guy, but he can move with the ball, shoots pretty well from outside, and is also crazy skinny.
That's usually not a good combo to be skinny and that tall.
Yeah, it's long limbs. More mechanical advantage to break something, tear something.
Yeah, like just immediately more leverage on your joints. Just at any angle, doesn't matter. More leverage on your joints, but OKC likes them some Thunder though. I mean, like their fans are pretty. Like, well, they're
it was rocking.
It's the only pro sports in Oklahoma, so. Yeah, I mean they like the Thunder. I mean,
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's wild. Pretty wild week. College football too. I mean, there was the Michigan Ohio State Michigan game was a good game. Fucking Alabama winning on 4th and 31, or 4th and goal on the 31.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, insane. NFL, on the other hand, was a stinker. This week was like it wasn't very good to watch. I did really well betting wise, so I can't complain there. But the Philly Buffalo game was good.
Oh, that's Hurts is like just crazy. Oh yeah, Philly Buff. That's the one that he wanted on overtime.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
That hit two different parlays for me, so like that was where I made all my money. Excellent. And I was like, "Fuck yeah, Philly, fuck yeah!" But I had him straight up. I had him cover, and then I had him in two different parlays. Like I just for whatever reason, I was like, Josh Allen is not winning shit this year. He just he does not look like, and even he had a good game, but I was just like, whatever reason. God hates Josh Allen this year, and Philly just rolling. Like they just keep winning.
Allen can't catch a break.
No, he really can't. Like he is like in the same category as Haiti with God right now. God hates Haiti and Josh Allen. probably Gaza too, if we're being honest. I don't know. Not many people looking out for Gaza right now.
no.
Yeah, it's a little rough. It didn't start out the week very good, I guess, because I missed this one. I had the under, and I had Bengals covering 8, and yeah, that didn't. Wrist injury again, and yeah. That Joe, without Burrow, Bengals ain't doing nothing.
Yeah, that's rough. Do they say anything about how serious that is?
I'm not sure. Let's see. He underwent surgery to repair torn ligament in his right wrist. So,
that's okay.
He's out.
Yep.
Yeah, he's out. Out. Well, yeah. I'm out on the Bengals pretty much. I mean, like you might see if they cover, but they're pretty safe to. Bet against, it seems like, this year. That sucks.
Exactly. And that division was really fun, like,
yeah,
several weeks ago.
I know, and it's still kind of fun with, because like Pittsburgh still might win it. You never know. Like, it probably not. I think Baltimore will probably win that division, but like, I don't know. You put Deshaun back in, if he's in the picture, and then Joe Burrow. I mean, that division literally is just wide open. Who knows what's gonna happen? And it sucks because the Browns are down to like their fourth string or something like that. with a good defense, really good defense. No, it's just. It's kind of one of those years in the NFL. It's like really top heavy. Everything else just kind of sucks. Like the quarterback play is not good. Vikings, Broncos. Broncos are coming on.
That actually was a decent game.
We're on the wrong week, aren't we?
Yeah, that is that's Monday night, right?
Yeah. So.
I don't know. Honestly, it's all kind of rolled together for me.
I don't know. It's been a weird. We had the. Yeah. So, all right. Thanks. Yeah. Yeah. Thanksgiving weekend is what it was. So, Lions, Packers. That fucked up my. This fucked up my Thanksgiving parlay. But I hit the other two.
I'm fucking happy about that one.
Hey, it just after all that discussion we had with Aaron about how Lions haven't proven shit yet, and yeah, there they go. They're going the way of the Lions. I mean, is it too early to call it that? I don't think so. We'll see, but I really like that Dan Campbell as a coach, and I want to see the Lions be good just once, because just to say we've seen it, you know.
But as a Packers fan, I'm fine if they don't.
True, fair enough. I just for me, it's just the novelty of it. Like I'm no way partial at all. It was kind of like the Cubs winning the World Series. I really don't like the Cubs, but it was kind of cool seeing like all those old fucks, finally get to see the Cubbies win.
Well, so like honestly, I don't have that big of a problem with the Cubs. It's the Cubs fans,
mm-hmm. Right?
Kind of similar with the Lions living here.
Yeah, well, it's same way with me and Philly. Like, I can't stand the fans, but I really like watching the Eagles play the last couple of years, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they're a fun team to watch, but, you know, fuck Philly. You know, but I like watching the Eagles play here lately. I didn't catch much of this game. How was it?
It was the Packers, like, just – came out really strong, got a couple quick takeaways, and then it kind of looked like the Lions like might kind of fight back, and it just never happened. It was a little weird. You can kind of see it in the score, but like I think there was several missed 2-point conversions, several missed PATs, which I'm sure people are real mad about, like busting some I forget what was the original line here.
I guess
it doesn't matter since the Packers won. I'm sure they're Lions are favored.
Yeah. I'm going back to my picks and I had Can't tell. I don't know what I bet. I'll have to go back through my bet slips and see. But I don't know. It was pretty sure I missed this game. I hit Cowboys, Commanders, and then I hit Niners, Seahawks. Niners look really fucking good. I love the Cowboys coming on strong here right now, just so they can lose hilariously in the, you know, when it matters, and then just watch all of Cowboys Nation deflate. It's always a joy seeing it, you know.
I got a couple friends who are big Cowboy fans, and they kind of know it, and they're like kind of nervous about getting too high on them right now.
Yeah, it's it's funny because it's just like, oh, it's coming. This is where they turn it on. Yeah, they're turning it on. They're getting the Cowboys faithful all ramped up, and then. Yeah, then they shit the bed. You love to see it. If they could put it all together and they didn't have Mike McCarthy as the head coach, like they could probably win it all. They're a really good team, but will they ever do it? Probably not. I don't think Dak's that guy.
You don't
guy.
Like McCarthy?
I don't dislike the guy. I just don't think he's that good of a coach.
He's got a Super Bowl in Green Bay.
That's true.
But he also did waste a lot of good years of Aaron Rodgers.
I have no argument against the fact that he does have a ring. But after that, I'm just like, even a blind squirrel finds a nut every now and then, and he did have arguably one of the most physically talented quarterbacks to ever play the game. Not even arguably, he is one of them, but if not the most physically talented quarterback to ever play. But I don't know. I wouldn't want Mike McCarthy as a head coach. I'll take Sean Payton over Mike McCarthy pretty hands down. Are the Niners for real? Are they gonna? Are they?
I don't know.
Unbeatable.
So I mean, they play Philly this week, right?
That's the game of the year so far.
And the Niners are favored.
Yeah, I think
they are. Oh. Yeah, I already put a bet in just in case it moved.
Nice. So we got San Fran -2.5 at Philadelphia. We better get through this last week or last week's score before we. But anyway, no surprises really outside of the Lions losing on. But honestly, if you go historically, it's not a surprise. For this year, that was about the only surprise on Thanksgiving. And one of these games fucked up my parlay, though. I still ended up winning money on the day, but that I think it was the Lions that fucked up my parlay. Jets, I hit this one by a half point. I teased it up to under 47.5. And I was, that was a nail biter. So I hit on that one. Broncos kicked the shit out of the Browns. Browns have got a really good defense. No quarterback, though. And it showed. Broncos are coming on, though. Like, they're... I wouldn't be real shocked to see them win... get in the playoffs at this point. If they just, like, I don't know. Yeah. And they're not going to do anything, but, like, I could see them getting in.
I mean, the defense has been good all year, and now the offense is starting to
put
it together a little bit. If they back into the playoffs, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, which is, I mean, says a lot for Sean Payton, because I had wrote them off. Like, just about everybody had wrote them off. And now here they are. They're on the plus side of 500. So that's, way better than I thought they were going to do this year. So, I picked them to win straight up. I think Browns were like a slight favorite, if I remember right. So won that. I did not bet the Saints Falcons that.
Didn't bet, garbage. Didn't watch.
Yeah, same thing. Hot garbage. Gross. I hate everything about it. Don't care. Steelers and the Bengals hit here. Bet the under. Always bet the under with the Steelers. And they're did not watch the game, but I won money on it. Same here with Panthers Titans. I bet the under on that. I think I'm pretty sure. It was a lot of teasers this weekend, and I don't mind them. The odds are not, especially if you just do a single game teaser. Usually the spread and the either over under. You parlay those two, and it's depending on if it's 6 or 7 points, but it's 6 points, like -130. So it's not the best odds, but a lot more favorable to hit, and you can make up for a shitty weekend of games by just betting teasers like that.
Yeah, I think I'll have to do that more, because I'm losing the ones. Straight up, and you're hitting on same games with the teasers.
Yeah, so. It's they're not sexy by any means. They're not sexy, but they hit a lot more often, and it's a good way to stay bankrolled, anyways. And it allows you to take a little more risk on some weird parlays. Like if you you throw like a little bit down on a 10-leg parlay, that could pay out several hundred or even a bill if all depending on the odds. But I went heavy on the teasers this weekend, and it paid off. So I wouldn't shy away from them, especially when you're – it's just like a – it's like a slog right now in the thick of the season. So, like, it'll pick up at the end. But, like, right now it's just a lot of kind of gritty, gross kind of games, a lot of injuries. And, yeah, teasers are your friends. Colts, Buccaneers. I think I picked Colts money line just because of Minshew. I was like, ah, that goofy bastard's got one in him, and they pulled it off. Patriots, Giants. I didn't bet. I think maybe I bet the under.
Yeah, that's another terrible game to watch.
Terrible game, but Tommy DeVito got another win under his belt. fucking mama must be proud, man. Jaguars, Texans. This is a fun game. Texans are fun to watch, man.
That was a fun game. Yeah. Jaguars aren't as bad as I thought to watch. I think it's the second Jaguars game I've seen this year. Yeah, it's a pretty good team.
Yeah, they're just kind of like, you don't ever hear about them, like, well, unless you listen to us, and you hear about them all the time because they fuck me every time. But I think they actually I even though I said I was not betting them, I lied to everybody and I bet them, and I actually won. But I'm.
Did you play a money line? Because I didn't think they covered.
I think it was a teaser again. Okay. But and it was just, I don't know. I was feeling good on the teasers, and it worked out. I didn't win this one though. This one fucked up a big parlay. That was like I think it paid out at like $800. And
I didn't think the Rams had 37 points in them.
I didn't either. The spread wise, that was good, but I thought it was going to be pretty low scoring, and shouldn't have bet that game, honestly. There's no need to. There was no need to. Chiefs, Raiders. I took them in a teaser. That hit.
I saw a second of it. I saw a little bit of that. Like, Raiders were up, and then, like, just didn't do anything the rest of the game.
I think all the late games I ended up doing, they were live line teasers, and so I got the Chiefs when they were down, I got good odds on that.
Excellent. And then
I think I parlayed that with like Broncos money line, or no, that was Philly money line, and I got Philly when they were down too. So
nice.
Yeah. So though, and both of those paid off big, but I was like, I was really sweating the Philly game, but I don't know, man. Not like I said, God hates Josh Allen, so that won me some money. But that was a fun game to watch. Ravens Chargers, didn't watch much of that one, but I teaser, same thing on that one. I had Baltimore plus points in under of whatever, but that hit, or maybe it's over like 26. And Monday night game, fucking terrible. I didn't watch any of it, but Jesus.
I took the Vikings -3.
Yeah, I think I had Vikings +4 on the teaser, but I had the over at like 37, and so not even close. Not even fucking close.
Yeah, I didn't. I saw some clips afterwards, pointing out a lot of really bad officiating in that game. Yeah.
The refs have been pretty garbage. The Josh Allen had like his jersey ripped in half, and had a clear horse collar on him right in front of the ref, and then they didn't call that, and then they called him for intentional grounding. Fuck you, Josh Allen.
Yeah, similar thing with the Bears. One of the guys, he got tackled out of bounds towards the Vikings sideline. And as they're going down, he took a few punches as well. Broke his face mask. And so he pops up and immediately takes his face mask off. And it kind of looks like a hockey mask. It's like all the way up here. And he's like going to get it fixed. And he gets called for whatever, taunting for taking his helmet off on the field.
Oh, good God.
So, he got tackled out of bounds, got punched a few times on the ground, broke his face mask, and then got called for it.
That's horrible. That's so bad.
Yeah.
The Josh Allen one I thought was bad, but that's really bad. And then, did you see the Fail Mary? Was that the Jets at the Dolphins, right?
Yeah. What happened?
It was like it was a Hail Mary to end the half, and so if I remember, I texted Aaron. Let me pull up that text because I explained. Okay, yeah. So the Jets intercepted Tua right before half, and it was like just enough time to chuck a Hail Mary into the end zone. So they did, and it gets picked off in the end zone and ran back. 106 yards or whatever for a touchdown. It was like, it was the most Jets move of all time. Their defense comes up big and gives them a shot to, at least a Hail Mary to put some points on the board going into half, and they throw a pick six on a Hail Mary.
Oh, that's hilarious. I love it. That's when you really need Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. It was the most Jets move of all time, though. I thoroughly enjoyed it. But yeah, what a stinker to end out the weekend, though, or the football week with Vikings Bears on Monday night. That was awful. We got Seahawks Cowboys. It's in Dallas on Thursday. Dallas -9 over at 46.5. I'll take Seahawks +9.
I think I would too.
Is Geno hurt? He got hurt the other day, didn't he?
He came out for a bit.
Yeah, but he finished the game, so
yeah.
I'll check the injuries here, but barring any major injuries, I don't know. I like Seattle +9.
The over seems pretty enticing too.
Yeah, it kind of does. Cowboys defense is good though, but I'm not seeing. Yeah, I'm not seeing any. Kenneth Walker is questionable, but I'm not seeing anything about Geno. So I guess he's healthy. I don't know. I like Seattle +9. That seems like a lot of points for Seattle's not that bad.
Yeah, they really aren't. And they do put up some points, so
yeah.
I doubt this is going to be, well, I wouldn't call it like a shootout, but, if they both put up 3-4 touchdowns apiece.
I can see it happening. Teaser wise, you could take that to Dallas -3 or take that up to Seattle +15. And then, so if you go Seattle +15 and over 40.5, that's not a bad teaser play either.
No, that's pretty good. So,
yeah, that, I don't, 9's a lot of points. Cowboys have looked good here lately, but it's the Cowboys. And, yeah, I don't know. 9's a lot of points in the NFL.
Right.
Chargers at the Patriots. I hate everything about this game. Chargers -6 over at 40. I'm not betting this game, I don't think.
I don't know what to bet here. Like, the under, maybe.
Maybe. But, I mean, I could see Chargers putting up 45 on them, like, blowing them out, 45-3 or some shit like that. Or it could be, like, a 10-3 game. I don't know. I hate this game too. I don't like anything about it. Tease it down to a pick'em. Chargers pick'em and under 46. That'd probably be pretty safe too.
Yeah, sure.
But I mean, honestly, there's no need to bet on this game. if you're trying to find anything, that would be my bet. But I'm not going to bet this game. Like, but teaser wise, that'd be Chargers pick 'em and under 46. And I don't like that either. I don't like anything about that game.
Yeah, I mean, no need to bet. No need to watch.
Yeah, kind of the same way. Next one, Lions Saints. Lions. It's at New Orleans.
I already put in for Lions at -4 just in case that line moved. I thought -4 is a pretty good bet on Lions.
Yeah, it seems like it should be. Overs at 46. I kind of like the under there. I don't know, but I probably Lions with the points. Yeah, that'd probably be about what I'd do there. Cardinals at the Steelers. Steelers -5.5. Overs at 41. I don't know if the Steelers can score enough points to beat Arizona by 5.5. You know, like, I think Steelers win that game, but I don't know if they cover 5.5.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, under's like always good play with the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
Especially since Arizona doesn't really look like they're scoring a whole lot, even with Murray back. But that's probably another good one that you might want to tease.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you teased at 6 points, I'd put it at Steelers +0.5, +0.5, and then I would take the under up to 47. There's no way they're going to score 47 points between the two of them.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
Yeah. Straight up wise, I'd probably take Arizona with the points. It's probably like a 10-6 game or some nonsense like that. But and then under straight up, I think that's pretty safe bet. Let me see what the Steelers' last couple of point totals are, because they're like Iowa, they're the NFL version of Iowa right now.
Yeah.
Let's see. So they beat the Bengals 16-10. They beat the Browns 13-10. They turned it on for the Packers 23-19. They put up 20 against the Titans and the Jaguars. 24 at the Rams. They had a little stretch there where they were, I wouldn't say they were lighting it up, but they were
24 points.
Yeah. but the last 2 weeks, it's been 13-10 and 16-10. Yeah, I don't think they probably need to put up much more than 16 points to win that game. So, yeah, I'd take it in the teaser, and then I'd probably take the under straight up. I don't know if I take the Cardinals to cover. That'd be my guess they would, but I don't know if I'd bet it. I think the under is pretty solid, though. Colts, Titans. It's in at Tennessee. Colts minus one over at 43. Under, maybe. Probably the under.
The under is the only thing I'd even touch here, but honestly, just stay away. I'm not going to touch that one.
It's another gross game. Broncos at the Texans. Texans minus 3.5 over at 47. I kind of like the over. Kinda, but I'm probably gonna tease it. I'll take it. Denver plus 9.5 over 41. Probably be my bet there. I guess, and for everybody listening, if you're not familiar with the teasers, you can't just tease the, say Denver plus 9.5 and leave it at that. You gotta parlay it with at least one more. So yeah, for a same game, I do Denver plus 9.5, over 41. I think, and then watch it be one of those weird low scoring games where like both these offenses should put up points, but then they just don't, and ends up being a 9-6 game.
I mean, that'd be really weird. Denver does have a pretty good defense. I don't know about Houston. I don't think they're particularly good.
No, I don't think their defense is much to speak of, but they put up points and like consistently put up pretty good numbers. So it should be a pretty fun game. Like Cortland Sutton's looked pretty good here lately too. And I mean, I don't know. Like it could be kind of it could turn into kind of a shootout. I don't know if it will, but I could see it. I could see it turning into that. It's in Houston. I don't know. I can see Denver winning this game, but I don't know. I don't know who wins it, but
I mean, my gut says Denver can pull it out, but I don't know if it's enough for me to bet that way.
Yeah,
straight up at least.
Yeah, and so money lines at plus 160, and that's not quite juicy enough to. Like if it was plus 200, I'd probably sprinkle a little bit on there, but I don't know. I'm not sold on the Broncos. They've come on pretty good, but I'm not sold enough to bet. Houston's feisty, and
they score a lot.
Yeah. So, yeah, but I don't. Houston's not going to beat them by 10. I don't think so. I'll take Denver plus 9.5 over 41. Falcons, Jets, gross, under.
Under 34?
Yeah. Yeah, I, If you bet anything, yeah, I would bet under 34. Atlanta should win that game, but I don't, honestly, who cares? That game sucks. The Jets are the biggest, like, one of the biggest disappointments of the year, just because, like, man, they could be so good. If they had a quarterback, it could be really fucking good.
Like, anyone but Wilson.
Yeah, or Boyle, or whoever the fuck. Like, whoever they have now is, they just cannot, they can't do anything with it. And, yeah, it just, like, man, I really wanted to see what they could do with Aaron Rodgers. Like, that, they could be dirty good, but, and then Falcons. Like, the NFC South should just be relegated to college football at this point. They're just garbage.
It's boring, too.
Yeah. So, I'm not – I'm probably not going to bet this game. If anything, I'll take the under. But
I don't think I will.
Yeah, fuck this game. It sucks. Miami at Washington – Miami minus 9.5, overs at 50. I like the over. Nine and a half's a lot. Washington sucks though now. Now that their defense is not good anymore.
No, they're not. But 50's high.
It is high, but I mean, this could be one of those games where Miami just runs up the score too. So,
yeah, sure. And I guess, what's the quarterback's name?
Howell.
Howell's he moves the ball.
Yeah, yeah. And Miami's not much on defense. I mean, they're okay, but not Miami's like they're kind of. They're like gadgety, you know. They're really dangerous, but they're also kind of soft. Like if it comes down to like a grinded out game, I don't see Miami winning that game.
Oh, that's not that team.
No, they're too cute for that shit. You know, I like watching them play. They're fun to watch, but I think. You know, like it was like, didn't Buffalo just beat the brakes off of them that one game? Yeah. So, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, but then they go hang 70 on Denver.
It's fucking sick. I was like, what the fuck? Like, they still haven't stopped scoring against Denver. Oh, fuck. This is also another really tempting teaser. So if you take it down, Miami minus 3.5 over at 46, I like that a lot too. Or
44.
Over at 44. So
yeah. Oh, yeah, that's not bad.
It's the spread feels like a trap. You know, like I can see Miami beating them by 20. But will they? I don't know. That's a lot of points. Feels like a trap. So the teaser's your friend there too. Carolina at Tampa Bay. Fuck this game. No need to talk about it. Gross. Yeah. I mean, Tampa minus 5.5. Overs 37.
Dude,
I mean,
this is awful.
You're really hurting to just like Jones in for a bet, take the under. But I'm not betting that game. Fuck that game.
I feel the same about this.
Set another one. No, don't.
But also don't maybe the under.
It. Yeah, maybe the under. Yeah, it's Rams. It's at LA, which doesn't mean anything. LA's not a there's no home team there. But LA minus 3.5. Overs at 39.5. Fuck that game too. That's gross. Just disgusting. Under would be the only thing. If I got to make up some ground during the late games, maybe I'll throw some on the under. But nope. San Fran at Philly, game of the week. I don't know why this isn't the Sunday night game or the Monday night game. It should be.
Yeah, this is great.
Yeah. So we got San Fran -2.5, overs at 46.5. Fuck it. I like Philly money line at home.
So I already put my bet in at Philly money line.
Nice. What'd you get it at?
I got it at 124, which is
nice.
I mean, yeah, but you got 130 right now.
Yeah, I'm gonna take it at 130.
I might just keep doubling down on this one.
Hell yeah! There you go. Might as well.
I mean, I'm surprised more people aren't jumping on Philly here.
I know it's. Whatever. I'm gonna take it though. Now if you take a teaser, take that up to Philly +8.5. Take the over at 40. No, take the under up to 53.5, and I like that one too.
I mean, you could move it either way on the over under.
Yeah.
I don't know. I assume they're going to put up some points here.
I think so too. I don't think they put up 53.5 though. But
oh yeah, you're right. Yeah. So, I don't know. Maybe.
You might. I mean, the under straight up is not a bad bet either. I mean, with San Francisco's defense and Philly's defense, and you know, like it could be kind of a grinded out game too. So I don't know.
Sure, but it's also Hurts and CMC.
Yeah, exactly. So I mean, it just depends on which group shows out, and I don't know. I like Philly money line. Yeah, that's the rest of it's kind of, I don't know, pick your poison. I think that one teaser, Philly +8.5 and under 53.5. Is it 53.5 or 52.5? Either way, I like that one. Yeah, this is going to be a hell of a game. I'm looking forward to that one. Chiefs at the Packers. Chiefs -6.5 over at 42.5. That's your boys. What do you think?
KC -6.5.
Yeah.
I don't think the Packers got in them. KC's pretty, I don't know. KC's really run dimensional.
They really are.
Pass it to Kelsey.
Is T Swift in the stadium? Is that going to be a factor?
I don't know. I hope not.
I really hate the Taylor Swift phenomenon.
I do too. People in Green Bay.
I have no personal feelings one way or the other towards Taylor Swift until they just tried to make her take over the NFL. And
I was pretty neutral. Now I don't like her.
Right. Didn't feel any. Well, like I didn't hate her by any means. I was really pretty apathetic, and now I just not a fan. Just the NFL when they try to get too cute, they're like, just do football. You guys are good at football. Just stick with that. It's a good product.
The worry that everyone doesn't already watch all Sunday. Yeah.
Right. Like, what more do you just put the game on and people will watch it? I promise. It will happen.
The under's also not a bad on this one.
Yeah.
42.5.
Yeah, Kansas City's defense pretty good. Green Bay's defense pretty decent too. So yeah. Under's not bad. Teaser wise, take Kansas City plus a half. You go under 48.5. That's pretty solid.
Yeah, the only thing I'd be a little bit worried about, I mean, at 48.5, I think is fine. 42.5, I don't know. Green Bay's a little soft up the middle passing, so yeah. Kelce really might eat this game.
That's true. Kelce and the team is that's a tough one to stop. Kansas City though, they have a tendency to have a knack here. Well, I guess this year they're pretty good against the spread, but like historically they're with Mahomes, like they kind of like piddle fuck around and don't beat the brakes off of people. They just win. You know, they'll get down big and then make a huge comeback and win, but they don't typically go blow teams out, I guess. I think I'll take that teaser. Kansas City plus a half, under 48.5. Bengals at the Jaguars. Man, this would have been a really good game if Burrow hadn't got hurt.
Yeah, definitely. You know,
at Jacksonville, Jags minus 9, over at 38.
This is another good one to dip.
Yeah, because 9's a lot of points, but it's, I don't know. Take it down, Jacksonville minus 3. Take the over to like 30, 32. Yeah, I like that one. I'm tempted to take Cincinnati with the points, but I don't know anything about that backup quarterback. And
I don't either.
Pretty good.
They're like 8-3 now.
Yeah. Like they're pretty good, and but once again, they don't put up huge numbers on people either. So
they're putting up numbers, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, but they're not like really blowing teams out, though. I mean,
no, not really. But they're consistently in the 30s.
Yeah, so that's true. So, I don't know. I think I'd tease it down to minus 3 and probably over 32.
I mean, that's a good play. I don't know.
I don't know if they cover 9. I just don't know how bad that backup's going to be for a full game with Cincinnati, you know.
And the Bengals, they got an okay defense, right?
Yeah, I think they're okay. And then I mean, and they also got, I mean, like Jamar Chase, you can kind of just throw it up to that guy. I don't know. So I think if you, a teaser there's is a good play, I think. Because I don't, just the straight spread feels like a trap.
Yeah, but I mean, at least this could be a game I might watch on Monday night.
Yeah, it should be better than the Bears Vikings. I would hope.
At least one of these teams is enjoyable to watch.
I don't even think they had a Manning cast for that game either. that would have been worth watching just to see Peyton talk shit about how bad the offense is the whole time, but this is a damn sight better than that. So, I mean, they should They should flip-flop the last two games on Sunday and put the San Fran Philly game for the night game. No offense to your Packers, but that's a hell of a game. That's essentially the NFC Championship early.
I mean, I would love a rematch in the playoffs. No matter how this game goes, I want to see it again.
Yeah, it's just like pure sex, this game. You know, it just nothing but pure sex. Like, you got two really good defenses, like all-worldly defense on San Francisco, and then just gadgets everywhere on offense, too. Like, I don't know. It's an awesome game. I can't wait.
Yeah, good offenses, good defenses. Everything should be good here.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
In Philly, so it's gonna be, you know, they're gonna be chirping a lot.
Yeah, who are they gonna throw a battery at? You know? Fucking Philly. What a bunch of dirt bags. God bless. Why is it that Philly's just such a dirtbag town? I don't know what it is about that city. They just like their sports fans are just notorious.
I mean, dude, they booed Santa. Like, you can't get much worse.
If they're in a championship game of any sort, cars are going to be lit on fire regardless of the outcome. Like, Philly just likes themselves a good riot.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of funny. Like, I don't really like Philly fans, but I don't know why, because it seems like I'd fit in.
Yeah. It feels like it'd be pretty fun to be an Eagles fan, you know. Like it seems like it'd be a good time. I don't know. The whole East Coast is just so much different than where we grew up, I don't understand Philly, especially, it's a state that was founded by Quakers, you know, and then they've got, like, the most just degenerate, ruthless fan base that there ever was in America, all spawned from a piece of land that was founded by Quakers.
Yeah, well, I guess it's easy to take land back from the Quakers.
Yeah, I guess so.
They're not going to fight.
Oh shit! We talked degenerate gambling and ended up with a witty joke about the Quakers. Goddamn, we're good, Jake. We are good. It's it was kind of like somebody was. One of my conservative friends was bitching about the wokesters and the gays for Gaza, and I was like, well, to be fair, they're not going to throw the gays off the roof in Gaza anymore because there's not really any roofs left for them to throw off of.
But, damn.
Anyhow, that's neither here nor there, and. This is a sport, the football show. So we'll go ahead and back out of that. We'll save that for those politics. But the rest of the week is not. There's not much going on. Like, these games suck. Thursday will be pretty decent. Denver and Houston could be kind of fun. Miami and Washington might be kind of fun because it could kind of turn into a shootout. And then San Fran and Philly. Cincinnati, Jaguars, the rest of them. I don't know. Chiefs, Packers, I don't see that being a very fun game.
Probably not. I mean,
it might, maybe. But
Packers put on a really good show on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But it's unlikely that's going to happen twice in a row.
Yeah. I won't count that one out as being a snoozer. It could be, but it could be interesting. But the rest of them, like the Browns, Rams, gross. Panthers, Buccaneers, fuck that. Atlanta, New York, fuck that. Indy, Tennessee, nope. Arizona, Pittsburgh, yeah. Detroit, New Orleans, gross. Chargers, Patriots, gross. I mean, it just not a good lineup this week. Hopefully next week will be a little bit better. But I don't know. I think there's some good teasers out there. So we'll see how it turns out. But that'd be my advice for this week is heavy on the teasers because there's some real shitty games.
Yeah, agreed. I'm definitely going to go for some teasers this week. Hopefully I can turn the ship around a little bit.
Yeah. Hopefully I can keep the momentum going. I had a good week this week, so I'm going to but some of those, like Green Bay, Kansas City, like take a look at that game, and if Kansas City gets down at any point, you know, check them for a live money line because that you can get some pretty good odds there. So,
yeah, that's a good call too.
Yeah. This time of the year, you gotta just kind of gotta be smart with your bets, otherwise you'll like. I don't know. Like, if you're like me, you're trying to. I'm trying to get back to even most weeks. So like. I'm taking what I can get, those teasers sure help, and catching those live lines, especially a favorite, one of the favorite teams goes down early, you know they're gonna pull it out. Like you can get some pretty favorable odds, so keep an eye out. And good luck this week, Jake.
Yeah, thanks, you too.
All right, man. We'll see. We'll see you next week. And move your ass. We're burning daylight.
You rise up in the morning beneath the stars so bright. Pull your hat down. Make sure your cinch is tight. Horse is kind of snuffy, cold chill up your spine, you'll get your ass moving, sun will burn daylight. Burning daylight. Burning.